Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
From the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio on Lansdowne Street, just across from the House of Blues, Ken and Curtis, and we are presented by Ford, your New England Ford dealers. Now during Truck Month, get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 years straight, and the official truck of your Boston Red Sox. Poll question, how are the results, Curtis?
We have 150 votes. Let me refresh this, make sure we have up to the minute. Accurate representation. 157 votes. 60. The question is, you can only watch one tonight at the Greg Hill Show, because that's the social media I use. 157 votes in. 60% say Bruins Leafs. 34% say Celtics seat, and others receiving three votes, Rebs versus me.
Which we found out you can't watch unless you have Apple TV. But if you're in the stadium tonight, you could watch it there.
In a lifetime of dumb takes, that may be the dumbest.
What was the take?
That it was a huge event in Boston tonight.
Well, it is a huge event. It's going to be sold out.
It's not in Boston, and Van Morrison sold out.
It's not in Boston. What a shot. You don't say that about Patriots games that are there.
The Patriots are a Boston team. The Revs are about as popular as BC hockey.
Tonight, they'll be sold out. For Lionel Messi, arguably the most popular athlete in America right now.
In America?
Yes.
No way.
I would say right up.
According to who? Six-year-olds?
You Google it right now. I bet you'll find some lists that have Messi the most popular athlete.
I would say Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, two Chiefs players are more popular.
Okay.
LeBron James, Steph Curry.
Agree to disagree?
I mean, what are you
doing? Over to the Bruins, who are the most popular team tonight per your poll. People will be watching it. And of course, now Celtics start at 6, so you'll be able to watch pretty much the entire Celtics game, you would think, and then Leafs and Bruins will be starting after that, so it's not really an either-or. Leafs are preparing for William Nylander to play tonight, per Sheldon Keefe. So that's been a bizarre injury for a guy who was very durable, hasn't played in the series yet. He'll play tonight. There was some discussion about Austin Matthews, who's been ill. Not sure there's been any update on that. He took part in the optional skate, but he missed the last two morning skates.
Where are you today on the goalie?
So, very interesting. Now, can I just, before I answer that question,
yeah,
can I just say,
show.
Biggest moment of the week in Boston sports is the Marchand goal.
Huge.
What a moment. What a goal. That Huge. Is just greatness off the stick. What a shot.
That was a game. It felt like a loss. I mean, it was kind of bumpy. It was ugly. A lot of hits. Not a lot of pucks on net. It was a weird bouncy pucks. I don't know what the hell was going
Bad
on.
Bad ice.
Bad ice in Toronto. And by the way, the drunkest I've ever been in my life was on Canadian Triple X Molson beer.
Really?
It was like, we drove up, it was my sophomore year in college, we drove up to Montreal, Jeunesse had use of his dad's 4Runner, and we went to Rue de St. Catherine and just started getting pitcher after pitcher of God knows what. And then I got blackout drunk at the casino and went home with like $300, and I gave a $200 tip thinking it was $20 to the lady at the jacket.
Whatever. That's all you could get up there, right? For a while, it was just like Moosehead and Molson product.
It was Molson Triple X. I don't know what the hell it was, but I woke up not knowing where I was or what I did. Either way, the ice sucked, and Marchand's goal was superb. That was a
awesome
game. It felt like a loss. It really did. I don't know if I'm alone in thinking that. When it was 2-1 or 1-0, I just thought that the Leafs were going to take it, and they didn't. And it felt like the Bruins obviously reclaimed control of the series. I think they win tonight. I mean, I would have Swayman in the net. That's me.
Totally. And especially with 2 days off. I don't even know what there is to debate about this, except that there's some coaching promise to the goalies behind the scenes, I guess, that you just told them before the series, this is what you were going to do.
Caitlin Clark, but the text is right, more popular than Messi in America right now.
Caitlin Clark?
Definitely.
Not even close. Like, she's coming to play in Connecticut, I think, in a couple weeks.
Right.
You think that ticket's going to be hotter than tonight at Gillette?
Wait till we get close.
Okay, I disagree. Tonight is sold.
I have always been a champion for women's sports.
Do you think Greg will be clamoring for 10 Caitlin Clark tickets?
Yes, because the chicks that'll be there. Okay. I'm kidding. He's in a very committed relationship.
Okay, but he wants Rev's tickets. He's, you know, this is the 145th most influential guy in Boston.
Right.
And he's looking for tickets for tonight.
If he couldn't post on Instagram, I don't think Greg would go.
Okay, we got a bunch of Messi callers here. So do you want to get to this?
Oh, I love it.
Popularity of Messi via the popularity of the Bruins and Celtics.
I love soccer. I there's only one of us that actually lived in England and went to Chelsea matches.
Let's go to Tyler in Littleton to kick us off here this hour. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, guys. Curtis, I think you're underestimating how popular Messi is. I work in an elementary school, and the kids all the time ask each other, ask me, they'll ask anybody, Ronaldo or Messi. And kids know Messi. That's like from 5 to 10, that's the age range I'm working with. But like, kids know Messi, man.
No, I...
He's more popular than you think.
No, I said
totally
absent
agree.
Kids. I said kids.
You can't say absent.
Well, did I or did I not say that?
So you want to have a separate argument. Most popular athlete in America, not including
right.
kids.
Not including people. You can't love both Messi and Santa.
Oh, jeez. And I agree with that caller, by the way. My daughter, who's not a huge sports fan, knows Messi. Because
right.
the other boys and kids in her grade talk about Messi and soccer.
Right. Soccer fandom peaks when you're 7.
Yeah. Let's go to David in the car. Hello, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, Curtis, I love you, man. You're great. I think you're awesome. I love
you're a professional soccer player, David. Though. Say,
right, this guy would know.
No, it has nothing to do that I played soccer, honestly. Oh. If you were to take a poll in America, and I'm not talking about in total, sport by sport, you're going to have Mahomes in football, yada, yada, in basketball. But if you were to take a poll from American citizens, residents, who the most no-name in the world of sports, Messi would by far beat out anyone else in America. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
Does it include kids or not? Curtis doesn't want kids involved.
This is actually, you could take the kids out of it and go adults, and you would win still with adults.
I agree with you, David.
Okay, Gallup.
Right again,
know.
Laird. Right again, Laird and David on the same page. Thank you for the call.
I mean, James hates Messi. He's still last year. So, I mean, a Gallup poll, what's your favorite sport 2023? Soccer came back with 5% of the respondents.
Okay, but that's not the question. We're talking about an individual player, not a sport.
Okay, and I'm telling you, an individual player in the United States of America, among adults, Messi is nowhere near number one.
Who would be the most popular basketball player? Still LeBron?
Yep. Might even be Michael Jordan might be more popular today still than Messi.
You know who is up and coming? Have you seen the Timberwolves play? Anthony Edwards. My God, this guy is good. That team may win the West. May beat the Celtics in the finals. He is legit.
All I could say is Doc Rivers has gotten more money to lose than any coach I've ever seen. I mean, he might have been holding that team back in 08. They should have won more. I mean, he got to Milwaukee. They're down 2-1 to the Pacers. They're going to be out in the first round.
By the way, do you think, let's say they go with Linus tonight, what's the reaction among Bruins fans? Is it like, I think people will start their, now it's getting real, right? If they don't put Swayman in tonight, people are pissed.
I mean, if they lose, if they win, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about before the game, leading up to the game. We've got 6 hours of people being pissed.
People still buy into that stupid hug.
Okay, let's go to Rick in Buffalo talking Bruins. Hello, Rick.
How you doing, guys?
How are you?
I can only tell you what I'm going to be watching tonight from the blue seats at Scotiabank Arena. Me and my pals are going in and invade Toronto.
Nice.
All right.
How much did you pay for tickets?
I didn't pay anything because I took him to game one in Boston, so it's kind of a wash. But I do know his tickets cost a lot more than mine.
Will you be wearing Bruins gear? Are you wearing a Bruins sweater tonight?
I'm wearing my swimming shirt. I do want Jeremy and Ned tonight. I've got my flag flying, my magnets on the side of the truck, and I'm riding through Buffalo to meet up with some friends of mine and go to Duff's and get some wings. Ooh. Then I'm going to head over the border, and I'm going to meet up with my pals, and we're going to invade Toronto.
Oh, that sounds like
that's
an awesome day. Enjoy yourself.
Rick, can you call back next week and give us a lowdown on how it went? Call back next week, because I want to hear that. I don't know. That's dangerous. You wear the colors in Toronto? Are you going to get assaulted or no?
Are they Canadians? Are they really fighters?
I guess not.
See the riot after Game 7 in 2011 in Vancouver?
Right, that's true. Right, Vancouver, they got hostile. Montreal,
what are you talking about? Whitey
Chara
was
and the Stanchion, they almost prosecuted Chara.
Right, because they're...
Is Toronto more pleasant?
Because you're a bunch of bitches if you call 911 after a hockey hit. I don't think I'm worried about you punching me in the face.
Maple Leafs are preparing for Nylander to play. So that is, according to Sheldon Keefe, their head coach, who looks a little lost to me.
He looks like a Sheldon.
He looks lost, doesn't he?
Yeah, Shelly. I've never seen his...
By the way, last week, our predictions, I said Heat would take two games. You said Leafs in six. How are you feeling about that a week later?
I feel like the Leafs will not win in six, and the Heat may take two games. You might be right.
Bingo bango. Man, things are coming up, boss man, recently.
You mean outside
in the last 15 minutes.
Jeez, Braverman.
Getting
bold there.
I like it.
I'm not sure I even want to go to trending, but it's about that time. Now, we've been talking draft today, taking your thoughts on the quarterback pick and, of course, the receiver and the offensive lineman last night. But I think we've gotten into more of a soccer-on-soccer crime discussion here. Messi tonight, popularity of Messi. And how
soccer fans my entire life have told me the sport has arrived. This is
different, though. It's not the sport.
Of course it is. It's these soccer hardos that, listen, it's just like lacrosse. It'll always be on the periphery. Little kids like it. It's great. I'm sure James will play it. But people that like soccer as adults are also communists.
Let's get to Joe B and what is trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kenny Curtis at your Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio on Lansdowne Street. Sox and Cubs, two more to go. Rich Keefe has put out the Boston Sports Parlay, Curtis. If you want to go money line on all four teams in action today, you might get a little nice chunk of change out of this. You ready for the, and do you predict this was going to happen? All four of them, Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, and Revs, all money line, $10. You can win $125.
Wow. Big night.
Take that. What's the longest shot? Probably the Revs.
350 votes in. 6% say that they would watch Revs Messi tonight.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss from Ken.
I mean, look, personally, I'm watching Bruins Leafs. That's my call. I'm not going to the Revs.
Well, you
game.
Voted for the Revs.
I voted. Yeah.
So it's actually like 4%.
Just to tweak, you a little bit. That is a big game tonight. Game four is big. Bruins win tonight. They get the stranglehold. You know how big that is. Going back home. And I don't think they'll let their foot off the gas on this Leafs team.
I mean, the Bruins have never lost a series when they've been up 3-1 heading back home, have they?
Good question. That would be one to...
last year.
Well, not only that, but did they have a...
They were up 3-1
2-1 on the Blues.
But last year, they were up 3-1 heading home. And Bergeron returned.
Was that the first time?
No. I'm saying... I was just being ironical. It happened last year.
Yeah. But the Leafs are not quite that team that I see overcoming it. Now, Florida's already up 3-0, so they'll be awaiting you, too. So you got to, if you want to hope for the next round, end this series quick. Tonight's a big game. Go with Swayman. Get the job done.
Get to the second round any way you can. If they do, it's a successful season.
Patriots took 3 offensive players. One of them was a receiver. They traded with the Chargers. So Ladd McConkey goes where they could have taken him. And then did you see this whole thing with the Texas receiver who was on all these mock drafts? A.D. Mitchell from Texas was supposed to be, you know, one of the first guys to go. He drops way down and ends up falling to the Colts at, I think, 51st overall. And then Ballard from Indy goes crazy at the podium when he was asked about him, which I didn't even see the report. Is there some kind of, like, character concern about Mitchell?
I just saw the story, and I saw the F-bomb-laden tirade that he went on about the criticism, anonymous criticism of the pick.
Joe B., do you have that cut tidied up yet? I know there are a lot of F-bombs in there.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year, it's bullshit. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
So what do you think of that whole thing? What's going on there? What's the real story?
I find it so amazing how some people are, like, finally aware of, or they get criticized by people anonymously and they lose their mind. It's like, you have this opportunity to have this job. People go after me, go after anybody in the media all the time. It's fine. Like, have conviction in the pick you made. The fact that he went on that rampage makes me think that he's probably worried about the pick he made himself.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, dropped for a reason.
Well, and it's like, just either the guy will win or he won't. Like, we try to curry favor or expedite the answers to questions when we will all know Drake May will succeed or he will fail. Unfortunately, the NFL draft and a guy like Drake May, my concern about him has less to do with his ability than it does the organization's ability to cultivate his talent and allow him to be in the best position to win. For years, we took for granted what they had there with the quarterback and the coach and how they, one was offense, one was defensive-minded, and they each elevated those around them. And there was an excellence that was demanded. That takes a long time to replicate, and it's very rare in sports. So while I am dubious about the success of Drake May, whether Chris Ballard is screaming about it or a listener that's texting the show is mad about my opinion, we'll all know. We're just theorizing. The games don't start till the fall. So, and I don't anticipate Drake May starting until after Thanksgiving. Do you?
No. Barring injury. Now, Zappi's going to be kept on the roster, right?
I doubt it.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure, I mean, as the what? The fourth quarterback?
Oh, it was the third quarterback.
Oh, that's right. Will they keep 3, you think?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, I mean,
and I think that would be the debate would be whether Zappi goes in ahead of May if Brissett gets hurt like early.
Oh,
let's say it's week 4, week 5.
Okay, that's fair. Not a bad point. So they'd have that designation they have now with the third quarterback. Drake wouldn't be
right. He wouldn't even be dressed.
Okay, I don't know. Do you think they could get a 7th rounder for him, Bailey Zappi?
Yeah, I think so.
even though they released him and nobody picked him up last year.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. By the way, 3-1 series deficits in hockey. 32 times it's happened. Bruins have had it happen 3 times, including last year. The others were the 3-0 series lead they blew to the Flyers and the Canadiens in 2004. So it doesn't happen often. If you take the 3-1 lead tonight, you feel pretty good. But then again, as you pointed out, they just blew one last year. So there's that. 617-779-7937. Now, the other receiver that went, the Bills took Keon Coleman. You know anything about him? The Florida State receiver, you watched some ACC ball.
Yeah, they almost lost to BC.
Did you like him? He's kind of compared to Jalen Polk a little bit.
I don't know.
Both, like, not burners, but, like, tough physical receivers. Though, I mean, that's a tough spot for Coleman to step into to replace.
I am all for strength in numbers and receiver. You know, who you don't know. It's a position where you can get stars later in the draft. We've seen it year after year, and I would be all for it. I mean, I think they should probably get another lineman today, right? I mean, they need a little more depth there.
Miami took Chop Robinson, the edge from Penn State, with the 21st pick, and then they took a tackle. Big guy, 6'7", Patrick Paul from Houston, who's pretty huge. Probably have a redshirt year, so that's your division. And I thought the Jets did pretty well. They got a tackle and a receiver as well. We're talking about the Patriots draft as well and all things going on in Boston sports today. You can reach the show, 617-779-7937. 617 texter, Zappy is poison in the quarterback room. From day one, he's going to think he's better than Drake May and should play over May, and it will hinder his development. I would get rid of him.
Yeah, Bailey Zappi's many things. I don't think he's a dink, do you?
I don't think so.
I think he was the anti-dink to Mac.
Yeah, well, you never know what was going on behind the scenes there. Because
more touchdown passes this year, Mac Jones or Drake May?
Oh, Mac. Mac's going to get in. Lawrence will get hurt. Mac could have a good year. What if Mac has a good year in Jacksonville? Belichick is a star analyst.
And Brady comes back and wins for the Niners.
Brady wins for the Niners, exactly.
I thought that was an interesting comment from Seth Wickers, Seth Wickersham last week. I mean, that is entirely plausible that Brock Purdy gets hurt.
Totally. And Brady, you know, could you blame him for going there over
no.
over New England? Nobody would blame him. Why would you come
no.
here?
No, I mean, I would say Brady's more popular than Messi in America.
There is a report from Leafsgate this morning, Bruinsgate, up in Toronto. Jeremy Swayman is in the net as the Bruinsgate gets underway. So
let's do it.
I don't know what that means.
Goodbye, Linus.
But wait a minute. He's in the visitor's net. What does that mean? Is that good or bad?
You're the hockey guy. I have no idea.
All right. So I think that's a good sign for him playing, but let's find out. You can...
By the way... Thankfully, Milan Lucic is getting divorced. His wife filed. And one interesting note that's very unfortunate, but it reveals the full magnitude, I think, of the situation where Milan Lucic's wife, who is looking to be an ex-wife, in the divorce proceedings notes in writing that she only wants Lucic around their kids with a supervisor, which shows the magnitude of what that was. I mean...
Do you think the big rig was brought in to replace that kind of a guy, and how do you think he's done so far? The Pat Maroon signing through a couple games.
I mean,
very slow, but
not fast at all,
but not unimpactful. He's had a couple moments where you're kind of glad to have him,
and he kind of he's got that Marchand effect. Like you can tell he rubs guys the wrong way in a good way.
A little charisma,
yeah.
Je ne sais quoi.
I think I like. Don Sweeney has done more successfully with moves without winning more. Like he has had the most strange run where this team this year. So when did the news break of Marchand's hip surgery? It was like there was one day where there were 6 stories all came out about the Bruins and they were all negative.
Yeah.
And it was like, so Bergeron's retired.
On both hips, right?
Marchand had these hip surgeries and you were like, wow, this is going to be.
It was right after the season.
It wasn't immediately,
This was in May.
Yeah.
Late May.
So it was about a month or two after their season ended.
Okay.
Or a month and a half. Or month, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I remember it vividly because I was, after our show, I was driving home and Gresh came in with this breaking news of...
It seemed like the end of the era.
Right. And then now here they are, 2 wins away from advancing past where they were last year.
The Sweeney's is back.
I mean, but you can't say he doesn't try. I mean, he brings in people. He's never satisfied. The deadline moves last year, solidifying Pastrnak, getting that massive deal done in season. I mean, all that he has to do next is win. Everything else has already been accomplished.
Now, when you think Danny from Quincy, do you think je ne sais quoi?
I think palm trees.
I think that too, but let's get him on the phones and see how he's feeling about the Patriots draft through three rounds. Hello, Danny. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I've waited a week to get this off my chest. The guy David in the car, the only people on this face of the earth that can tell him that can start a sentence with, I need to do something, is a police officer. That is it. You don't tell me I need to stop talking about other callers. He calls this show to tell me I need to stop talking about callers, and he calls and talks about me. All right? I had to get that off my chest.
That's fair. He called you out last week. That's fine.
I'm glad. He's a captain obvious vanilla take artist, and he's the biggest one of those of in the history of sports talk radio. Brings nothing to the table. Anyway, great soccer talk this morning. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest. But yeah,
what do you think of the
Curtis,
draft, Danny? Good.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Anyway, I had more venom in me last week, but when he called, but. But Curtis, I assume Curtis, I wanted Daniels. I made that clear, but he went to two. So I assume you wanted Jacoby Brissett to play the whole year.
Well, who? What does it matter who plays the whole year? They're not going to be going to the playoffs.
No, I'm just saying, instead of drafting a quarterback, you
right.
wanted.
Well, plan right now is that Brissett will start more than half the games. Isn't that what you would think will happen next year?
Yeah, I mean, look, I would have preferred them beef up the offensive line and just go with Brissett. But the kid Drake, I mean, the kid sounds I think genuine was the word you were looking for, Ken, earlier when I heard Drake
Perfect.
May talk.
Yes, genuine
so,
guy.
I mean, he has at least he doesn't think Alabama was the NFL like Mac Jones. And Curtis, I disagree with you. I think Mac Jones got honest criticism in his first year. It was a 50-50 split, and for me, I was supportive of him until the Colts game. After that, he was on the podium saying we need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. And after that, he regressed under Josh McDaniels. But the year two, the media had somebody to dig in against, and that would have been Patricia Judge and then Belichick, because then Zappi was the random element. Zappi was the guy that was perceived as being a Bill Belichick guy. Mac Jones was an owner guy, Kraft guy.
Danny, we lived the whole thing. We don't need to relitigate the whole era. What I'm saying is, so you like the pick because he's genuine?
Oh, no. That's beside the point. I mean,
what was the first point you made?
I think they had to take a quarterback because I don't think Jacoby Brissett was the answer for the whole year. So
you keep saying the whole year. Ken, is next year, are they going to contend for anything?
No.
So what's the point?
I'm a Bailey Zappi guy. Unless Bailey Zappi would have been incorporated to the offense halfway through the season, then maybe they should have.
We'll try again next week. I don't know what we're.
And David called back to respond. I don't want to get into
that. No, we're not doing
that. Let's move on. Let's go higher road here today. Let's not go low road.
Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappi I have as much chances of taking the team to the Super Bowl as those two guys. They're not going to do it. Those guys are.
What's the what would you say the best case scenario?
7-10 with Brissett.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what the schedule looks like? We don't know it exactly, but I would say if they get two division wins, that's about the ceiling next year.
The defense would have to play out of their minds great. They still have a lot of needs there, by the way. Need a corner. I mean, they'll get Gonzalez back. That's good.
And it's a brand-new offense. You're bringing in a guy. I mean, I guess Brissett played it in Cleveland, so maybe not it's that brand-new. But still, if you're going to bring in Drake May or Bailey Zappi, as Danny alluded to, I mean, the guy's genuine. That's awesome. Great. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, I would agree. It's not the primary thing you focus on.
Well, it was the primary thing Danny focused on. Then he said he doesn't care.
But good news in terms of his long-term buy-in and development.
Right.
Let's go to Rick in Portsmouth here this morning on the Kenny Curtis Show. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Really good show. I appreciate you, Curtis. I was at the Brattleboro Roadshow yesterday, and I had a really good time, and it was a pleasure to meet you. My take real quick is, Mark Messier is not the most popular athlete in America. I think that's just crazy. So I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks, fellas.
Is that a shot at Messi? We're
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I like him. He's right. He said I was nice, so I agree. Mark Messier.
You were surprisingly nice yesterday, I got to say.
I mean, there's something about Vermont. It's just the way it hits you.
Will you be on best behavior in Rhode Island next
week? The tunic. I have been saddled with one of the worst decisions of my life. I got jambalaya. It was almost as bad as your fajitas order at the Fours.
Oh, not that bad. That was the worst.
And it was fine, but they have a salmon there that is so good, and I got it the two times prior, and I decided to
bear. Really, salmon? Because salmon's pretty good anywhere you get it.
They have it's like the glaze. It is the best salmon in the world. I've been to Portland, Oregon, and I got salmon cheeks or halibut cheeks or something cheeks.
Those not oysters? Good. You're not going like...
I don't eat oysters.
Really?
The raw isn't for me. Thank you.
A little quick Red Sox lineup note. Rafi Devers back in at third. Yoshida back at DH. So the lineup is somewhat forming back to some people you've heard of. And I do like that they've settled on Rafaela at short. At least Cora has said this.
Lineup's out. Lineup is
forward.
Out.
Thank you, Drellick. No Cassis, of course. No Story. We're still waiting for Vaughn Grissom. Winkowski's your pitcher tonight. They just need to, like, hang in there until they get some of these bodies back. But the Cassis injury is depressing. Did you hear that? His whole chat with Bradford last night. I mean, he could be out, like, months. Multiple months Cassis could be out for this rib thing.
Honestly, that's good for him, though. You get a year of service time without having to actually play.
6 months, 7 seconds.
Right? I mean, you know what? Why?
I was calling for 35 home runs. This guy's going to have, like, 5 home runs.
He was my pick for MVP.
He could have been in the home run derby.
I love a good home run derby. The Red Sox,
Tyler O'Neill now.
The Red Sox have never been more dead.
They really are. Right?
Dead as a doornail.
Let's go to Northampton and talk to Ben here in Kennett Curtis. Hi, Ben.
I just drove through Northampton.
Hey, guys. I'm just trying to talk about last night and how we kind of – I feel like we totally reached on Jalen Polk, and especially on the tackle. I saw that tackle fourth, fifth round in most mock drafts.
Yeah, well, that's what Kuiper thinks. He agrees with you. He thought, Curtis, what do you say? He gave him a bad grade on both pitches.
Here's, in case you missed it earlier, Mel Kuiper's winners and losers from day two on the tackle. I didn't love the value for Wallace. I saw him as more of a mid-day three pick. He was number 154 on Mel Kuiper's big board. So not a great pick, and also Kuiper didn't like the Jalen Polk, said that he had several receivers ranked ahead of him. So who knows? I mean, as I said earlier, we don't know what will happen. There are years where Kuiper's right. There's years where he's wrong. It's just the general cute nature of trying to trade back four spots. Like, what are you going to do here? You're really doing all this to get an additional fourth-round pick? Who gives a crap?
Completely agree. I completely agree. It's like they did the same thing with Bill. And they're saying they're doing a new era and all that stuff,
right.
And it's the same.
Right, the coach is worse, the offseason's the same. It's like, and they're paying Bill anyway. He's not even doing anything and they're paying him.
Yeah, but what would Bill have done? If Bill were the guy, he would have traded out of the pick, right?
He would have given Cole Strange a lifetime contract.
And let's not forget, last time he tried to pick a receiver, it was N'Keal Harry.
But you tell me Bill didn't even pick Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's true.
So then how do
I'm
we
not
know
blaming that? Him for Mac's pick. I'm blaming
but then,
him for
but
the...
then why wouldn't they have picked Drake May?
So you think Kraft would have forced him to pick him?
I'm just asking you.
I don't think, again, like, it just wouldn't have worked. Like, you've pushed Bill there the last time, and that didn't work. If you're going to keep Bill,
does the organization feel like Mac didn't work?
They blame Bill. That's why they fired him. So this is all theoretical and hypothetical.
So, but if we're going on that, the Krafts don't think that it was their fault that Mac failed. They got a guy in that year one, got the team back to the playoffs.
Right. That's why they're doing it again.
Right.
So we'll find out who was right or wrong. We are at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Now, during Truck Month, get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, for 47 years straight, and the official truck of your Boston Red Sox. I want your glimpse into the future for our final segment before Fitzy and Hart. You tell me what happens tonight in Boston sports, and you tell me how the goalie rotation goes, which is still a hot-button item. Is there a chance Linus gets in the net tonight?
Oh, man. Ugh.
The latest from practice as well next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
I
Kenneth Curtis at Fenway getting ready for the Fitzy and Hart Experience. They'll be up from noon to 3 today, taking you through rounds 4-plus of the NFL Draft. Can I give you another interesting Drake May stat here before we get to predictions of the future and maybe a couple of phone calls here to wrap up? Drake May splits versus zone and man coverage. This is getting a little into the stats, okay? Well, now you tell me why this is the case. Awesome against zone coverage, 71% completion percentage, 7th best in football. Versus man coverage, 42% completion percentage, 116th out of 125 quarterbacks.
I mean, probably because he didn't play many games against man and then maybe had a bad game, and that would skew those stats. That'd be my guess.
It's true. They don't give the full rundown of the stats.
That would be just, you know.
Will he be better than Jim Plunkett?
Plunkett, yes, he will be. I think he'll be good because he's got a nice family and he seems genuine. That's why I think he'll be good in the NFL.
They still have Nathan Rourke on the depth chart, too. Is he going to stick around?
No.
Okay. Maybe they'll keep 5 quarterbacks.
Do you think that they're gonna do a lot of hurry-up offense in the with Jacoby Brissett under center?
I actually don't even know. Is that a joke?
I don't know. The team is just, I don't know who's further away from a championship, the Red Sox or the Patriots?
Oh, God, the Red Sox feel very far. Very far.
How far do the Patriots feel?
I guess the Red Sox have AA hope, so you see something.
Yeah, if I would put closest to a title, Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, Patriots.
What do you think of the Celtics and Bruins' path right now? Assuming the Celtics bounce back and take care
including of the including the 07 Patriots. If the Celtics do not reach the NBA final, that will be NBA finals. That will be the biggest gag job I have ever seen. The East is wide ass open.
But they're not going to blow anybody out. They're not going to blow Cleveland
what are you
out.
Talking about they blew people out the whole year.
But they're not blowing the Heat out.
They
when
should.
It gets to the playoffs, things are changing, and they're not good in close games. So when you get into close games, they struggle.
But this is where I go back to. So every year we don't learn anything. The team in the regular season is great because there's very little adversity in the regular season. The NBA regular season is poop. It really is.
If they don't win the championship this year, it would be a total gag job.
Thank you, Charles.
Wow, Charles Barkley. Bald brothers coming together. And the Missoula, everybody's like, why isn't Missoula a finalist for Coach of the Year? Well, because everybody in the NBA sees what the team is, and they say, what the hell is he doing anyway? And then you get into the first round of the playoffs. That was obscene, losing that game.
I know you thought they'd sweep the series, but they haven't. They won't sweep Cleveland.
Is there any
They'll
other
struggle with either Indiana or the Knicks.
In hockey or basketball, has there been a first-round series as one-sided talent-wise than Celtics Heat without Butler?
Yeah, I mean, you're right, because
lost.
Even,
but here's the other thing, is have some pride about Celtics, about the parquet floor, about winning at home. They are under 500 the last 2 years at home in the playoffs.
What about the Sox record at Fenway? What is going on there? My God.
I don't know. It's full of opposing teams' fans. That's probably why.
Not a lot of good Red Sox fans lining up outside our studio here today.
Is there anything they won't H this place out for? I mean, it's like Taco Fest right now.
That's a good day.
God, it's like, you know, the Pizzuti's need a new car, so let's have another luncheon party here before the game.
Let's go to New Bedford and talk to Jordan here on the Kenny Curtis Show. Hello, Jordan. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to just speak real quick and let you guys talk about how I feel like the Patriots, especially Bill Belichick, has neglected this offense for years and had not helped Brady or Mac as a head coach. So I think that we need to take advantage of how deep this draft is. We still have a lot of talent on the board, and we could end up with someone like a Puka Nacua. The LA Rams struck gold. There's still guys out there like Troy Franklin. I like that kid from Texas, Jatavion Sanders, the tight end. And I really feel, this is what I feel, you should be able to pair up someone that our new quarterback, Drake May, is comfortable with. And that Devontae Walker kid, he's a big kid, 6'1". I think that he's a very talented young man, and I think that he has a very good potential. So I'll let you guys talk about that, but thank you, guys.
Well, there have been a ton of receivers that have gone. I'm not saying you shouldn't take another, just load up on receivers or tight ends or whatever, but do you think it's almost overreach at this point when you have all these I mean, even the guy they got from Washington, you're kind of skeptical of. I mean, we don't really know much about him.
I mean, I have no idea. I mean that in the nicest way possible. I would just hope that instead of trying to get cute and moving around and, you know, finagling different picks for assets down the line, that if you were going to do that, you should have traded the pick for with what the Vikings were offering, right? I mean, that's going to be the if Drake May is not great,
yeah,
that will be viewed as sort of the anti-Panthers, where you had the opportunity to strike gold and you chose not to. And, you know, it's going to take a while. I don't think Drake May is starting before Thanksgiving. I don't think he should. And I don't think that that's an indictment. You're going to see people as the season begins, if Jacoby Brissett struggles, which could be the case, where there's going to be a louder and louder drumbeat to get Drake May into the game. Don't fall victim to that. I just hope, I mean, that's what one of the things, we're going to have Gerard Mayo on Monday morning. I'm going to talk to him about the assurances he has to do this and build this the right way, that he has the support, he has the rope to get this new offensive coordinator within this roster, with these new pieces, with the third overall pick, that they're not going to do something to jeopardize the future of Drake May because they need to win sooner rather than later.
Kenneth Curtis, all right, now, yesterday, beautiful drive out to Brattleboro on Route 2. You and I both took the same path out there.
I had never taken Route 2 out that way. Turner Falls, beautiful.
Yeah, I stopped in Orange for breakfast. Go through legendary Lemonster.
Do they just call it juice?
It was good little diner. Good stop. I mean, great to see some of this country that we broadcast to every day.
You said
day.
That Griff was gassy after?
Griff was a little gassy after. Griff's a great traveling companion. Very quiet, keeps to himself.
My kind of guy.
Yeah, and does a solid job as our tech guy.
Excellent job.
We'll be back on the road next Friday to Rhode Island for the Greg Hill.
And you're having your maiden voyage to Matunic Oyster Bar.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Oh.
Monday, big day on the station. I just want to plug again. We have Gerard Mayo on the morning show with you guys, we think in the 8 o'clock hour, and then Drake made the first appearance on WEI at some point in the afternoon.
How long will it take Adam Jones to make Drake May miserable?
Oh, he and Mac are good buddies. Best of buds. And a lot to discuss. What do you think we'll be talking about Monday regarding this series now? Celtics-Bruins tonight.
I'm going to still be basking in the 10 minutes of soccer I'll get to watch from Messi tonight at Gillette.
The highlight package?
I'm not sure. I
will say that Monday morning it is Courtney Remote will be crying because Linus Ullmark and the rotation will be dead. Swayman wins tonight.
Swayman plays again.
The Bruins go up 3-1. They win the series in 5. They get ready for the Panthers in a massive second-round series.
That would be great.
I think the Celtics blow out the Heat tonight. Big, big win. I think it's their sub-10 favorites. I would say the Celtics win by at least double digits. So I think Celtics and Bruins win big. And the Monday morning, we will have Gerard Mayo on to discuss the draft and what exactly he saw in Drake May and why they decided to make that pick instead of trading back.
And what's your number one question for Mayo that you want to find the answer to? Because I think you're right. I don't think he had a big say in this draft. And these are not his offense. They're drafted offense, not defense.
My question is, if you didn't feel like you were going to be able to spend money in free agency, why did you wait a month to correct it? Because there was sort of this working backwards thing where it's like it was, if the team wanted it to be kind of joking, it was the final question of the interview, and I asked about the cash spending, and he prevented me from even finishing the question and immediately came to the defense of Robert Kraft and said that we're going to burn some cash. You could have read that as, like, don't worry about it, you know, whatever. But they let that fester for a very long period of time where the organization has the ability to correct things when they want. It was very much similar to the full throttle.
We'll get a cash spending follow-up question
on
Monday. All right, enjoy your weekend, everybody. Should be a great weather weekend and a sports weekend, too. The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio brings Kenneth Curtis to you today. Your New England Ford dealers now during Truck Month get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 years straight, and the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Fitzy and Hart, both Drake May guys, I believe, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.